We're at the state capitol today, and the topic is eminent domain reform. I'm with State Representative Dwayne Burns of Cleburne in Johnson County. Representative, you filed legislation today to seek some of those important reforms. Tell us about it.
Sure. We filed House Bill 991 today, really, which is set forth to level the playing field for landowners across the state. There are three basic principles of the bill. We're asking for transparency, we're asking for fairness, and we're asking for that level playing field. And we're looking forward to getting to work and getting this thing passed for our property rights in Texas.
The legislature has addressed this issue in the past, perhaps not as successfully as you had hoped. You think this year could be different?
We're hopeful, and we believe it can be. The last true reform was done in 2011. So it's been a long time coming, and it's an issue that we've worked on and put a lot of work into so far, and we have more to do. But I'm very optimistic that we can get some meaningful reform passed this session.
You described this as not a rural issue only. It affects all Texans.
Certainly it does. You know, condemnation or the threat of eminent domain can happen to anyone, whether you live in the city or whether you live in a rural part of Texas. It can happen to anyone. And, you know, this bill is set forth to protect all Texans.
You've had personal experience with eminent domain as well.
Yes, sir, I have. On our own property, our own family's property, we've faced the threat of eminent domain ourselves. And so this bill is born from our own experiences and the things that we thought could have helped us at that time as landowners that lacked information, lacked confidence, and lacked the ability to know what the next what the process entailed and what was next and how to get through it. And I think this bill will go a long way to helping folks like we were across Texas.
You described it as an information vacuum. Sometimes landowners just don't know the process.
That's exactly right. That's probably the biggest problem, I think. When I talk to my friends and neighbors and folks across the state, the lack of information is the key, is the problem. And this bill will make sure that our landowners are well equipped when they're facing this challenge.
Is there a companion bill in the Senate?
There is a companion bill in the Senate. My colleague, Senator Lois Kolkhorst, has filed that in the Senate. And so she'll work on the Senate side, we'll work on the House side, but we're going to work together to make sure we can do something meaningful.
Could landowners help you and others, perhaps, with their stories and their experiences?
Absolutely. I think the next step and the most logical step is we need to communicate to legislators around the state in both the House and the Senate, even to our state leadership and the governor, lieutenant governor, you know, the problems that are out there and their own experiences. There's nothing more, you know, influential to a member of the legislature than hearing from their constituents. So constituents around the state, if you've had those experiences, we need those to be communicated to their state legislators.
You just began your 140-day session. Is this a topic among all the other issues being discussed that can get the adequate amount of attention?
I think so. You know, the public school finance and education and property taxes are the big ticket items that we're all focused on. But we're sent here to do a job and represent our constituents, and there are a vast number of issues that we're going to take up. And I know by the showing today that we had today at our press conference, this is an issue that a lot of members are taking seriously and a lot of folks across Texas are paying attention to. So I think it's something that will get the attention it deserves.
Could this bill stop progress? Could this bill do anything to take away from the growth and momentum that our state has?
No, it couldn't. You know, and that's the real one thing that I'm glad you asked, because, you know, energy, the transfer of energy, the movement of people, the movement of oil and gas and electricity across our state is vital. And we don't want to do anything to stop that or hinder that. It's vital to our economy. It's vital to our growth. And so this bill sets forth common sense solutions that I don't think will hinder the movement of any of those things and will keep our Texas economy growing and where it is today.
That's State Representative Dwayne Burns of Cleburne in Johnson County. I'm Gary Joyner in Austin.